It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KMEM Memphis, Missouri. Our current temperature, 54 degrees in December. And we've got basketball for you tonight. It's Putnam County at Scotland County. Girls game first. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis. And by these Scotland County sponsors, the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now, let's take you out to Scotland County Tiger Stadium for tonight's play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Scotland County High School. As Dave said, tonight it is the Putnam County Lady Midgets and Midgets, then Scotland County Lady Tigers and Tigers. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, Putnam County. It'll be Elise Perkins, a freshman. Adeline Dickerson, a junior. Carly Seaton, a sophomore. Claire Tipton, a senior. And Jesslyn Knowles, a junior. So Elise Perkins, Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, Claire Tipton, and Jesslyn Knowles. And the Lady Midgets are 4-2 and coached by Keith Smith. And of course, the lights go out. But I can tell you right now, the five seniors on this Scotland County Lady Tiger team, they came with a record of 4-0 coming off the tournament championship that just completed last Saturday at the Tri-Rivers Classic basketball tournament at Scotland County High School. It's going to be. Here we go. And I'll. Ayla Humphrey will be the first one out. Yes, she is. And then Abby Curry will be the next one out. Then the next one's going to be Hannah Feeney. And Emily Dial. And last but not least, Elena Whitaker. As again, that's the starters for Scotland County, all wearing their pink shoes. All the seniors are wearing pink shoes all winter long, and all five seniors start for Scotland County. So both teams on the floor, we're set to go. Again, Scotland County 4-0, and the Putnam County ladies are 4-2. Elena Whitaker will jump center, and four look like maybe. If she won't turn around, I think it is Adeline Dickerson will jump center. Yes, it is. And tip is balls up. Tip is controlled by Scotland County. As Hannah Feeney will bring across the timeline. Gives it to Humphrey between the two circles. Now Dial on the left wing. They swing to the right wing to Feeney. Feeney has the basketball. Bounce pass to Dial in the right corner. 2-3 zone by Putnam County. Hannah Feeney has it out between the two circles. Bounce pass to Humphrey. Between the two circles, now to Feeney. Feeney to the top of the key, to Humphrey on the right, left wing. To Feeney to the right wing, to go to Curry. Now Emily Dial, a little 10-footer on the way and got it. Off the right baseline, and Scotland County draws first blood. Across the timeline comes Carly Seaton to the right wing. She kicks it back out to Jesslyn Knowles at the top of the key to Elise Perkins now between the two circles. And she gives it out to Claire Tipton. Over to Perkins, drives the right baseline, kicks it off in the left corner. Shot's put up, no good. That was by Claire Tipton. And Elena Whitaker comes off the rebound. As now Feeney gets it down to Dial on the left baseline. She's cut off, gets it back to Humphrey. To Feeney, now in the right corner, it goes to Curry. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Hannah Feeney comes away with it. Fell down, picked up by Humphrey to Feeney on the left wing. Now the left baseline, Dial airballed it, and Claire Tipton comes away with it. And Claire Tipton will bring it across the timeline for Putnam County. gives the ball to Knowles at between the two circles, underneath to Perkins. Perkins kicks it back out to Dickerson. Dickerson's 10-footer off glass. Got it. At line, Dickerson with two. We're tied at two. Low pressure by Putnam County. Across the timeline, Feeney gets it to Curry, to back to Feeney on the deep right wing, the left wing to Humphrey. Now Dial on the left wing. Between the two circles of Humphrey, to Feeney on the deep right wing. Feeney gives it to Dial in the right corner, tried to get it inside to Whitaker, and it batted away, picked up by Elena. She tried to get it back out, but it's stolen away by Perkins. To Claire Tipton. Tipton gives it to Perkins on the right wing. Perkins looks for somebody. Out to Dickerson on the left wing. Now Tipton for three. Airballed it. And out with it comes Abby Curry. Curry makes a bad pass. Tipped away, but picked up by Humphrey. Gives it to Feeney on the left wing. On the left baseline to Dial. Dial back to Humphrey. Back to Dial in the left corner. Dial, couple of dribbles, looks for somebody. Kicks it out to Curry between the two circles. Curry gives it to Feeney on the right wing. Now Humphrey on the right wing. Little give and go back to Feeney from the dotted line. Scoops it up. No good. And Claire Tipton comes off the rebound. As Tipton, in a hurry, gets it down to a wide open Dickerson and missed the layup. And Dial off of the rebound to Feeney. Feeney gives it back to Dial on the right wing. Kicks it inside to a wide open Elena Whitaker, and she missed the layup. And Feeney comes away with it. I think Elena might have hurt herself. She was grabbing a knee, and now Ronnie Richardson calls timeout and asks her if she's all right. I'd say she bumped knees with somebody, as Hannah Anders will check into the ball game. So Elena Whitaker sits down. She kind of is holding her right knee as Humphrey gives it to Curry on the right wing. Now Humphrey will try a three. No good. Bounced off the rim, hit a brace, so it'll be Putnam County basketball. 4:44 left to play in the first quarter, tied at two. As Elise Perkins will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Midget. Round of pick set by Knowles to the right wing. And gives it inside to Tipton. Tipton puts it up. It's good. And Claire Tipton has two. So 4-2. Putnam County with a little pressure in the backcourt. They have the lead. Scotland with the basketball. Feeney tried to get it to Anders. Batted away. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Scotland basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Hannah Feeney will trigger. As Feeney slaps the basketball. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Curry. It's a dotted line. Now Dial for three. And no good. And off the rebound comes Jesslyn Knowles. Gets it to Tipton. Tipton will bring it across the timeline. As she finds Perkins on the right wing. Beyond the arc. Perkins now puts it on the floor, kicks it out to Knowles. Knowles has it between the two circles. Underneath it goes to Seaton. Seaton kicks it back out. They tipped him for three. Bullseye. There, Tipton with 5 points, and it's 7-2. Putnam with the lead. Feeney bounce pass across to Abby Curry on the left wing. To Feeney between the two circles to Dial. Back to Feeney on the left side of the circle. As a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be, I think, it's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, and it will be. So Jesslyn Knowles picks up her first foul. First team foul against Putnam County. Out goes Abby Curry, and in comes Elena Whitaker. Inbound fast to Dial. Little five-foot jumper off glass too hard, and Claire Tipton off the rebound. Tipton gives the ball to Perkins. As Perkins gets it down to Knowles in the left corner. Knowles kicks it back out to Seaton on the left side of the circle. Now back to Knowles. Bounce past the Seaton. Stolen away by Feeney. Feeney to the house. Lays it up and got it. Hannah Feeney with 2 points. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 3:12 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 7, Scotland County 4. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over 2 decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
3:12 left to play in the first quarter. Girls game, Putnam County on top, 7-4, and in the backcourt. Across the timeline comes Carly Seaton. Seaton had knocked away, now gets it to Knowles in the left corner, dribbles the left wing. To Perkins, now gives it to Claire Tipton down the right corner. Knowles will try a three off the front rim, no good. Rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Putnam County. Now going to the basket strong, Claire Tipton missed the shot but drew the foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Atlanta Whitaker, and it will be. So Whitaker picks up her first foul, first team foul against Scotland County. And Claire Tipton with two, looking for a five, looking for six. And she makes the first one, 6 points for Claire Tipton, 8-4. Putnam County with the lead. As into the ball game comes Taylor Powell, I think so it is. Next shot up, got it. 7 points for Tipton. Taylor Powell is into the ball game. Pressure by Putnam County. Feeney gets across the timeline to Dial. Dial between the two circles gives it to Feeney. Feeney dumps it inside to Hannah Anders, lost it. Now it was Whitaker tried to get it. That goes off her hands and out of bounds. So turnover Scotland County. And Putnam County with the basketball. Pressure by Scotland County. Powell has it on the right wing. They give it to Seaton on the right wing. Seaton tried to drive it into a double team and had the ball stolen away by Humphrey to Feeney. Feeney's the right wing and the right corner to Emily Dial. Dial gives it back to Feeney on the deep right wing, skips it to the left wing to Humphrey. Humphrey is just inside the circle, gets it back out to Feeney. Now again in the right corner goes to Dial, inside to Whitaker. Whitaker turns, puts his shot up, no good, but Hannah Anders runs down the rebound, gets it inside to Feeney. Now Whitaker, a little 10-footer off glass, got it. 2 points for Elena Whitaker, and it's 9-6. Putnam County with the lead, 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam with the basketball, as Carly Seaton gets it to Perkins between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Perkins almost lost it to Dial. Now she gets it over to Seaton on the right wing. Seaton guarded by Feeney, and Feeney almost stole it away. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Seaton. So Abby Curry will check in. Hannah Anders will check out. Feeney will inbound to Ayla Humphrey, right back to Feeney. Pressure by Putnam County. Abby Curry has it on the deep left wing and a double team gets it to Feeney. Feeney kicks over to Dial on the baseline. Inside to Whitaker, missed the shot off the right block. And Powell comes off with the rebound to Claire Tipton. As Tipton will bring it across the timeline, finds Knowles on the left wing beyond the arc. Knowles bounce fast to Powell between the two circles, guarded by Curry. Bounce fast to Tipton between the two circles. Tipton guarded by Humphrey. Gets the ball to Dickerson. Now back to Tipton in the right corner. Bounce pass to Carly Seaton on the right wing. Seaton picks up the dribble, finds Dickerson top of the key. Dickerson looks for somebody. Now 3 second violation against Putnam County. Somebody was in there too long, so a turnover gives it back to Scotland County with 44 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Feeney against pressure gets it to Humphrey, back to Feeney across the timeline. To the left wing, goes to Dial, back to Feeney, top of the key. Feeney, guarded by Seaton, stops, pops from 15, no good. And Powell comes off with the rebound. Taylor Powell and tried to give it to Tipton. Tipton lost it. They pick it up, get it back to Abby Curry, and she lays it up and in. 2 points for Abby Curry. Now 14 seconds left as the ball's knocked out of bounds by Dial. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds in front of Corey. Well, in front of the Scotland County bench. Corey Schultz is all over the place. So Knowles will inbound to Carly Seaton. And over a double dribble on Carly Seaton. So 11 seconds even left to play in the first quarter. Little pressure by Putnam County. Now they're going to back it off. Here comes Humphrey. Humphrey gives it back to Feeney. Feeney back to Dial on the left wing beyond the arc. Dial gets the basketball. Feeney puts up his shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 9, Scotland County 8. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand you work hard, and we work hard to serve you. From checking and savings accounts to CDs, IRAs, and several loan options, we offer a variety of products and services to fit your banking needs. Come in and visit with our helpful associates to better serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. So we start the second quarter girls game. Putnam County leading Scotland 9-8, and Putnam County will have the basketball as Elise Perkins will inbound on the near sideline, gets in the backcourt to Jessalyn Knowles. Knowles will bring it across the timeline. Try to bounce pass to Claire Tipton, and it's kicked out of bounds by Emily Dial. So Tipton will inbound on the near sideline. And a bounce pass stolen away by Feeney with the left hand. Got it. Anna Feeney with 4 points, and it's a 10-9 Scotland County lead. Here comes Tipton. Tried to drive around Abby Feeney, and Feeney stole it away. Gives it to Curry, rather, and gives it to Feeney. Dial gets it inside to Whitaker. Back to Feeney. Feeney will take it to the dotted line with the left hand. Missed it. And off the rebound, Adeline Dickerson. So Dickerson gives the ball to Tipton. Tipton will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Ayla Humphrey. Gives it to Knowles on the right wing. Now Perkins on the right wing, dribbles out top of the key to Dickerson on the left wing beyond the arc. Bounce pass to Tipton. Tipton gets it over to Perkins at the top of the key. Now Tipton around the top of the key to the right wing. To Powell on the right wing beyond the arc. Foul one dribble and tried to get it to Knowles. Bounced it right to Emily Dial. To Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Whitaker down the right lane. Lays it out and got it. 4 points, Elena Whitaker. 12-9, Scotland with the lead. And now, Putnam County, they want a timeout. So, well, they're letting Carly Seaton come back into the ball game. And out will go Knowles, I think, went out. Now, you all know Jessalyn's still in the ballgame. I'll figure it out. As Claire Tipton with the basketball across the timeline, guarded by Humphrey to the right wing. They get it inside to Dickerson. Now, three-pointer on the way by Tipton. Bullseye. 10 points for Claire Tipton. We're tied at 12. A little pressure by Putnam County. Hannah Feeney dribbles into a double team. Now kicks it way over the right wing to Humphrey. Humphrey tried to get it into Whitaker. And Dickerson tried to save it in bounds, couldn't do it. As I'm still trying to figure out who went out of the ball game. Carly Seaton, I'd say. No, Seaton's still in the ball game. Still haven't figured out. Whitaker on the right wing. Now in the right corner to Feeney. Feeney dribble to the right side of the circle, kicks it over in the left corner to Humphrey. Now Curry across the free throw line, Dial for three, no good. And Carly Seaton comes off with the rebound. Seaton with the basketball will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Feeney. Between the two circles, now Tipton to the right wing. Tipton picks up the dribble, gets it back to Seaton on the right wing. She'll dribble to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, bounce past to Powell. Inside to Dickerson. Dickerson couldn't hang on to a bounce pass. Goes out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to the Lady Tigers. Tied at 12. 1-2-2 zone trap by Putnam County. Feeney gives it to Humphrey still in the backcourt. Humphrey picks up the dribble. Finds Curry on the deep right wing. Now Feeney tried to kick it inside to Whitaker. Batted away but picked up a Dial in the right corner. Dial to the right wing. Inside it goes to Whitaker. Whitaker turns, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. And they're going to count the basket. And the foul is going to be on Taylor Powell. So Powell picks up the foul. 6 points for Elena Whitaker. And on Taylor Powell, that's her first. So Whitaker at the line, shots on the way, and got it. 7 points, Elena Whitaker. 15-12, Scotland with the lead. Placed by Scotland County. Putnam County breaks it, gives it to Powell. Now Seaton under the basket. They try to get it to Dickerson, knocked out of pass knocked out of bounds by Feeney. So it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Claire Tipton will trigger. Gets the ball to Dickerson in the left corner. Van Knowles, the seat at the top of the key. Seaton sees it open, kicks it out to Dickerson, and right through Dickerson's hand and out of bounds. So here's Feeney will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Humphrey. To Feeney. Back to Humphrey. Back to Feeney. Still in the backcourt now across the timeline to Humphrey in the center circle. Bounce pass to Feeney between the two circles to the right side. Feeney to the top of the key to Humphrey. Now give and go back to Feeney and back to Humphrey on the left wing. They swing to the right wing to Curry. Now Curry throws it over Humphrey's head and out of bounds. As into the ball game will come Jamie. Jenna Knowles will check in. Claire Tipton will bring it across the timeline. And then a pass intended for Jesslyn Knowles goes out of bounds. So another turnover gives it back to Scotland County. Feeney gets it to Dial in the center circle. To Humphrey on the left wing beyond the arc. Bounce pass back to Dial. Free throw line, Feeney gives it out to Hannah Anders. Now Dial is atop the key to Anders to the right wing to Feeney. Feeney skips it across to the left wing to Humphrey. Bounce pass to Anders in the left corner. One dribble back to Humphrey between the two circles. To Anders on the left wing. There's Anders. We'll get it back out to Feeney. Feeney on the right wing to Dial. Dial takes it to a block. Bounce pass intended for Whitaker. Couldn't hang on to the pass. And stolen away by Fatal Powell. To Claire Tipton. Tipton gives the ball to Carly Seaton on the right wing. Now to Knowles. They get it inside to Powell. As Seaton had the ball slapped out of her hands by Feeney. Just an inside to Powell on the right block. Guarded by Whitaker. Tried to get the ball out to Seaton. And it's knocked away. It's saved and bound by Hannah Feeney. To Anders. Back to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline. Top of the key to the right side of the circle to Anders on the right wing in the right corner to Feeney. Kicks it back to Humphrey, top of the key to Anders. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles, and that's her second. So that's the third team foul against Putnam County. Carly Seaton will check out. Taylor Powell will check out. As Hannah Feeney gets the ball on the right wing to Humphrey, to Anders, to the left wing to Dial. Dial puts the ball on the floor, kicks it back to Anders between the two circles. Anders looks for somebody, gives it back to Dial. Passed up the three to Anders, top of the key. Now Feeney takes it down to the dotted line, kicks it inside to Whitaker off glass, got it. Elena Whitaker with 9 points, 17-12. Scotland County with the lead. Putnam with the basketball. 2:40 left to play in the first half. As Jesslyn Knowles between the two circles. Out pops Tipton between the two circles. Tipton guarded by Humphrey. Gets the ball to Elise Perkins between the two circles to the right side. Out pops Jesslyn Knowles. Try to get inside to Dickerson. Picked up by Jenna Knowles. And Jenna lost a handle on the basketball. Picked up by Humphrey, but she was on the end line. So it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Claire Tipton slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Tried to get the ball to Dickerson right through her hands, but picked up by Jesslyn Knowles. They get it inside to Jenna Knowles on the right block. Jenna tried to get it back to Jesslyn, and the pass is stolen away by Hannah Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Dial. Dial off the baseline. Tried to get it to Whitaker. And not high enough, stolen away by Tipton. Here comes Claire across the timeline, a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey picks up her first foul, second team foul against Scotland County. So This time, Jesslyn Knowles will inbound. Abby Curry checks back in. Hannah Anders checks out. Also, Carly Seaton checks in, and Jesslyn Knowles will check out. So Seaton will inbound underneath her own basket. Seaton looks for somebody. As the ball inbound passes, kicked as Humphrey gets it to Hannah Feeney. Now we have a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Carly Seaton. That's her first. So first foul on Carly Seaton as Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. 1:45 left to play in the first half. Feeney gives it to Humphrey in the left corner, goes to Dial. Dial back to Humphrey. Now Feeney between the two circles to the right wing to Curry. They skip it over to Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey bounce past the Dial in the left corner. Inside out. Elena Whitaker off glass. Got it. Nice pass from Dial. 11 points to Elena Whitaker. And it's 19-12. Scotland with the lead as Carly Seaton in a double team gets it back out to Perkins between the two circles. Now Kifton between the two circles. Kifton gives the ball to Adeline Dickerson on the right side of the circle beyond the arc. Get back to Seaton between the two circles. Seaton chased by Curry as Seaton takes it down to the baseline on the left side inside. It goes to Elise Perkins, puts it up and in. Perkins has two, makes it 19-14. Less than a minute left to play in the half. Feeney gets the ball to Dial. Dial kicks it underneath, tried to find Elena Whitaker. She was open for a second. The pass was slapped out of bounds by Claire Kipton. So Hannah Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody, finds Curry in the left corner. Now Whitaker out on the left wing. Gives it to Humphrey on the right wing. The right corner to Dial inside to Curry. Slipped and missed a shot that somehow 1 foot slipped out from under just as she was taking the shot. That threw everything off. So now pressure by Scotland County. Carly Seaton gets the ball ahead to Jenna Knowles. Off glass, missed it. And Whitaker off the rebound. To Feeney, with 20 seconds. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to the left side of the circle. Now Curry for three, no good. And Claire Tipton off the rebound. As Tipton will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Perkins. Perkins will try a three, no good. And rebound goes out of bounds with 2.6 seconds left to play in the first half. So Ayla Humphrey will inbound. A little pressure by Putnam County. Humphrey gets it in to Curry. Feeney. Feeney tried to get it down to a wide open Elena Whitaker. And a pass was slapped away by Dickerson. That's the end of the first half with the score. Scotland County 19 and Putnam County 14. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Have you tried online banking? With online banking at Community Bank of Memphis, you can access your account information any time of day or night from anywhere you have access to the internet. Check account balances, view transactions, or transfer funds between accounts. Online banking is convenient and easy to use. To learn more about the benefits of online banking, stop in or give us a call. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop these Christmas specials for the entire family at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. During the month of December, jeans, pants, and slacks, long underwear, tops, and bottoms, and socks by the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get the second at half price. Carhartt, Wrangler, and Dry Duck coats, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts. They're 20% off. Denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key, Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt. They're 10% off. And take 20% off suits and sport coats, belts, ties, wallets, unlined and lined gloves, and stocking caps. All during this month of December at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. We're halftime this Bulls game, and Scotland County leading Putnam County, low-scoring affair, 19-14. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Scotland County, Abby Curry with 2 points, Hannah Feeney with four, Emily Dyer with two, and Elena Whitaker with 11. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 2 points, Adeline Dickerson with two, and Claire Tipton with 10. Putnam County led 9-8 after one quarter. Scotland County outscored Putnam 11-5 in the second quarter, and Scotland County leads here at halftime 19-14, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes, because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free preneed consultation.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jay's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jay's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jay's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger, Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and Scotland County leading Putnam County 19-14. Coming up next week, of course, the boys' turn, the Putnam County and Scotland County. But coming up next week, 4 games for you on KMEM before the Christmas break. Monday, I'll be right back here at Scotland County High School as Scotland County plays host to the Highland Lady Cougars and Cougars. Then on Tuesday night, I'll be at Putnam County for Gallatin Boys and Girls at Putnam County. We'll take Wednesday off, then back on Thursday, Western Ram at Knox County. Then next Friday, I'll be back here at Scotland County again, Harrisburg, here to take on the Scotland County Lady Tigers. And Tigers will take the Christmas break. Then we're going to come back January 3rd and start the Highland Tournament. That will feature Clark County, Scotland County, and Knox County. And we'll probably be there every night for that one. As soon as it's over, no rest for the weary, as we come right back to Schuyler County, North Shelby, Atlanta at Schuyler. And then after that, just about a week later, the North Shelby Tournament starts. Scotland County, Schuyler County, and Knox County in that one. Then later on, at the end of January, we'll be covering Schuyler County and Putnam County at a little plate of tournament and a lot of ball games in between. So it's going to be nothing but wall-to-wall basketball. Basically, next week, we're going to take the break for Christmas and New Year's, and then after we start the Highland Tournament, and it'll be nonstop from then. 19-14, Scotland County up by 5 over Putnam County. We're at halftime, and I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
When you're looking for the best, you're looking for a custom-built Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Best price, best service, best quality. No matter what your needs, we can fill them. We've been putting up buildings for more than 40 years, so we know what it takes to get the job right. If you can dream it, we can build it. Call today at 1-800-337-5858 and talk to Don, Dick, Jason, or Andy about a Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Why do we want you to have the best? Because we think you're worth it. Landell Buildings from Memphis Lumber Company. See you soon.
Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom.
Making a list and always checking it twice. Hustle and bustle, working long hours to wrap things up and get the job done. Well, that describes farmers all year long. This holiday season, be jolly, joyful, and thankful. Nutrien Ag Solutions hopes everyone celebrates another year with happiness and cheer. Wishing you a simply beautiful holiday season with added best wishes for a happy new year. Growing our world from the ground up. We are Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Cabe Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, Family, and Fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School as both teams headed back to their respective benches. It was a lightning-fast first half, very low-scoring first half. Scotland County hasn't played since last Saturday, so that maybe they were just a little bit rusty. Putnam County played a couple of games early this week. They played Scotland County at Scotland County on Monday night, played Nominger at their place on Tuesday night. So they've got a couple of games under their belt. They played 6 season games already. Scotland County has played 4. So that'll all catch up before it's all over. As Scotland County sends their starters back out, they have 2 subs. That's Quinn Hamlin and Hannah Anders. That's the only sub Scotland County's got, and Scotland County not in foul trouble. And Scotland County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As Ayla Humphrey will inbound on the near sideline. She gets the basketball, and here we go. It inbounds to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline, gets it back to Humphrey on the right wing, in the right corner to Curry. Kicks it out to Feeney, now Dial on the left wing, beyond the arc. Dial a couple of dribbles back to Feeney, gives it to Humphrey on the right wing, in the right corner to Abby Curry. Curry, one dribble, looks for somebody, skips over to Feeney on the left wing, tried to get it inside to Whitaker, and the pass slapped out of bounds by Dickerson. So it'll be Feeney to inbound underneath her own basket. As Hannah Feeney will trigger. Looks for somebody. Tried to get it in to Humphrey. Stolen away by Jesslyn Knowles. Now to Claire Kipton. Kipton gets the ball to Seaton down in the right corner. Seaton couldn't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds. So the turnover gives back to Scotland County. It's court warming here tonight at Scotland County High School. As Feeney to Humphrey. Humphrey to Feeney. Feeney gets across the timeline to the right wing to Dial. Inside, he tried to get it to Whitaker. and it's battled away. Seaman bounds it, but Gessler Knowles to Dickerson. Back to Knowles. Now Tipton. Tipton gets it to Dickerson under the basket. Puts it over, up over Whitaker. Off glass, no good. Whitaker with a rebound. Gives it to Feeney. Here comes Scotland County. As Feeney to Humphrey on the left wing. To Feeney at the top of the key, to the right wing to Curry. Back to Feeney. They swing it around the left wing to Humphrey. Now Dow from the free throw line puts it up and got the good bounce. 4 points for Emily Dow. 7 points, Scotland County lead. Is tipping across the timeline to Knowles. To the left wing, it goes to Perkins. Perkins gets it back out to Seaton on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Now Perkins beyond the arc on the left wing, trying to get inside to Dickerson. Batted away, picks it up, tried to get the ball back to Perkins, stolen away by Emily Dial. To Feeney, ahead it goes to Humphrey. To Feeney, to Dial. Thought about the three from the right wing, didn't take it, gives it to Feeney. Now Humphrey on the left wing beyond the arc. To Feeney, to Emily Dial. Dial to the top of the key. Now Feeney takes it through a double team, tried to get it to Whitaker, batted away, picked up by Dickerson. She's tied up by Humphrey. Alternating possession on jump ball, comes back to Putnam County. 21-14, Scotland County with the lead. 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. As Tipton will bring it across the timeline. Gets the ball to Seaton on the right wing. Give him go back to Tipton. Picked up the shot, missed it. And the foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up her second personal foul. That'll send Claire Tipton to the line. She'll shoot a pair as Tipton has 10 points. Looking for 11 and got it. 11 points for Claire Tipton. 21-15. Scotland County with the lead is Tipton with 11, looking for 12. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Claire Tipton. 21-16, back to 5 points. Scotland County lead as pass comes to Emily Dial, and a whistle and a foul against Putnam County. And who's the foul going to be on, or did they call it a foul? They called it a foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. So that's three on Jesslyn Knowles. As Abby Curry with the basketball, found the right lane. To get it, tried to get it inside to Whitaker. The lane couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Perkins. Tipped in across the timeline to Seaton on the right wing. As Seaton bounced past to Perkins between the two circles inside to Knowles. 10-footer, no good. Dickerson with the rebound. Puts it up, no good. But do the foul. The foul may be on Whitaker. Well, we'll have to wait. Yep, it's on Elena Whitaker, and that's her second. So Adeline Dickerson at the line. She has two, looking for three. Shots up off the heel of the rim, no good. So 2 points for Adeline Dickerson. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Dickerson with 3 points, a 4 point Scotland County lead with the basketball, pressured by Putnam County. As Feeney gives it to Humphrey across the timeline on the right wing to Dial. Emily Dial dribbles down into the right corner. Now Curry on the right wing. Curry tried to get it back to Dial. Punched out of bounds by Seaton. So it'll be Dial to inbound on the near sideline. As Emily Dial, ball high above her head, gets it out to Feeney. To the left wing to Humphrey. Inside to Curry. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Stolen away by Putnam County. That was Knowles. To Tipton. Tipton across the timeline to Knowles, left side of the circle. In the left wing, it goes to Carly Seaton. Seaton gives it back to Knowles. Now Tipton. Tipton down in the right corner. Gives it to Perkins. Perkins puts it up with the left hand off glass. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Ayla Humphrey comes away with it. To Feeney. Feeney across the timeline, almost double dribbled. Gives it to Curry. Fans out to the left wing. Down in the right corner to Dial. To the left corner to Feeney. Inside to Whitaker off glass. Got it. Nice ball movement by Scotland County. Always looking for Elena Whitaker. As Terry Tipton will bring it across the timeline. Tipton gives the ball to Knowles on the right wing. Gets it back out to Dickerson, top of the key. Gives it to Seaton. Dribbles to the top of the key. Guarded by Feeney. Man-to-man defense. Now passed on the way by Curry. Curry will take it to the hoop, lays the shot up, missed it. And the foul is going to be on Jessalyn Knowles, and that's her fourth. The four fouls on Jessalyn Knowles. So Taylor Pyle gets set to check in. Abby Curry at the line with two, looking for three. First shot up, got it. 12 3 points for Abby Curry. The Seton sets down, or Knowles sets down. Taylor Pyle checks in. Now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 4:02 left to play in the third quarter. It's Collin County 24, Putnam 17. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
This year, Slayton Polaris wants to help you decorate your garage or shed for the holidays with a brand new Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, or Ace. Demand is high and inventory is going fast. So stop out and see the team at Slayton Polaris right now during the holiday sales event and order your perfect ride and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Happy holidays from your friends at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back at Collin County High School, 4:02 left to play in the third quarter girls game. And it's Collin County 24, Putnam County 17. And Abby Curry will be at the line. And she'll shoot her second free throw. She has three, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points for Abby Curry. As Abby Curry will sit down, Hannah Andrews will check in. Full court pressure by Scotland County. As Elise Perkins with the basketball, fast tip, and Hannah Feeney comes away with it, gives it to Dial. Hannah Anders inside to Hannah Feeney off the block, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on Carly Seaton, that's her second. Hannah Feeney at the line, first shot up, got it. 5 points for Hannah Feeney. 26-17, Scotland County's biggest lead of the ball game. Second shot, no problem. 6 points for Hannah Feeney. 27-17, again, pressure by Scotland County. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline, gets it to Tipton. Now Carly Seaton kicks it back out to Perkins for three. Bullseye! Elise Perkins has five. That's 27-30. The pressure by Putnam County. Feeney across the timeline. Sees it opening to the left block. Puts the shot up. Missed it. That due to the foul. The foul is going to be on Dickerson. That's her first. The first foul on Adeline Dickerson. 14 foul against Putnam County. Feeney's first free throw up. Missed it. So Feeney was six, looking for seven. 3:26 left to play in the third quarter. Feeney shot up, missed them both, but Humphrey with the rebound. Fans back out to the left wing, the left corner to Feeney. Now on the left block, he goes to Whitaker. Off glass, got it. 15 points, Elena Whitaker. Claire Tipton will bring it across the timeline, finds Perkins between the two circles. And the man defense by Scotland County. Carly Seaton on the left wing. Now it's past Dickerson in the left corner. Now the left wing, it goes to Tipton. Tipton kicks it out to Seaton and off the fingertips and out of bounds. So turnover Putnam County as Hannah Feeney will inbound. To Humphrey, back to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline to the left wing to Anders on the left baseline. Feeney on the left wing. Dial, little 15-footer off the right wing, no good. As Whitaker with the rebound, put the first one up, missed it, got the second one. 17 points for Elena Whitaker. 31-20, Scotland County with the lead. As Claire Tipton has it for Putnam County at the top of the key. Seaton around the top of the key to the left block. Gives it back to Tipton. Fans out to the right wing. Tipton will take it right to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Whitaker comes off the rebound to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Finds Dial on the left baseline. Now to Whitaker. Lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Elise Perkins. Here comes Putnam County. As Claire Tipton will bring it across the timeline, finds Carly Seaton. As Seaton drives toward the basket, trying to bounce past to Dickerson, and Dickerson couldn't hang on. The pass goes out of bounds, so another Putnam County turnover. Now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 1:59 left to play in the third quarter. It's Collin County 31, Putnam County 20, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School, 1:59 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County 31, Putnam County 20, and Scotland with the basketball as Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney picked up in the backcourt by Perkins. Back to Humphrey, back to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline, down to a wide open. Elena Whitaker couldn't hang on to the pass, stolen away by Powell. Here comes Putnam County. As tipped across the timeline, a bounce pass to Perkins, and Perkins couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. So again, Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney back to Humphrey. Humphrey in a double team back to Feeney. They give it to Dial on the left wing. Dial to Humphrey. Humphrey to the top of the key. Now Feeney back to Dial on the left wing. Dial takes it down the left corner to Feeney on the left wing. To the right wing to Ayla Humphrey. Tried to force it inside to Whitaker. She gets it, puts the shot up, no good. And Powell comes off with the rebound to Claire Tipton. Tipton gets it ahead to Dickerson. Dickerson puts it up off glass, no good. And Ayla Whitaker comes off the rebound, gives it to Feeney. Feeney across the timeline to the top of the key, bounce pass to Dial in the left corner, inside to Feeney on the left block. Free throw line, Whitaker. Now Ayla Humphrey for three, in and out, no good. And Powell comes off the rebound. Out to Perkins. As Perkins gives it to Tipton. Claire Tipton across the timeline. Carly Seaton on the left wing. Inside to Dickerson on the left block. To Tipton running 10-footer. No good. And Whitaker off the rebound. With 35 seconds. Long pass down the floor to Dial. Off glass. Missed it. And Powell off the rebound. Back it goes to Claire Tipton. As Tipton will bring it across the timeline. Finds Perkins between the two circles. Out pops Carly Seaton in the center circle, guarded by Feeney. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Tipton. Down to 15 seconds. Tipton, guarded by Humphrey, around the top of the key to Dickerson. She gets it back to Seaton on the right wing. Seaton tried to dribble through a double team. Had the ball kicked out of her hands. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Scotland County. So Abby Curry will check back in for the Lady Tigers. As also, Jenna Knowles will check in for Putnam County. Claire Tipton underneath her own basket. Tipton gets the ball in to Jenna Knowles. Knowles puts up the shot, missed it, but was fouled by Elena Whitaker, I think. And it was. So that's three fouls on Elena Whitaker. As Whitaker walks over to talk to Coach Corey Schultz. So Jenna Knowles looks for her first points of the ball game. Shots up, dances all over the rim, and wouldn't go down. A tenth of a second left to play in the third quarter. Next shot by Knowles is up, no good. Goes out of bounds, and again a tenth of a second. So Dial will inbound. Well, somebody just got to touch it, and that's it. As now Feeney, catch and shoot. Puts up a three-point shot off glass, almost went down, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Scotland County 31, Putnam County 20. Back in a moment, this is KMM Sports.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years.
For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@niemer.net. That's urep@niemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. We start the final quarter of the girls' game. Scotland County leading Buntham County 31-20, and Scotland County will have the basketball as Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney gives it back to Humphrey on the right wing. Now the right baseline to Curry. Inside, they try to go to Whitaker. Whitaker draws a crowd whenever she gets under the basket. It's knocked out of bounds, so Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney gives it to Whitaker in the right corner, out to Humphrey. Humphrey gives it back to Feeney. Now Whitaker on the block off glass, got it. 19 points for Elena Whitaker. Give the assist to Feeney. Claire Tipton against Bray. She gets across the timeline to Seton. Seton dribbles it out of the top of the key, gives it to Perkins on the right wing. Perkins skips it to the left wing to Claire Tipton. Tipton to the top of the key, gives it back to Elise Perkins. Perkins finds Powell on the left wing. Powell looks for somebody, finds Tipton top of the key, and Keith Smith wants a timeout. So 7:15 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 33, Buntham County 20. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 30, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow, highs around 44, lows around 29. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry and warmer Sunday and Monday, with highs from the lower 50s to the mid 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 54.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. Claire Tipton will inbound for Putnam County on the near sideline. Gets it to Elise Perkins on the left wing. Perkins almost walked with it. Now she gets it to Perkins. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Ayla Humphrey. So Tipton again will inbound, guarded by Ayla Humphrey. Humphrey gets it to Perkins. Perkins dribbles to the left wing. Had the ball by the way, hooked up by Claire Tipton around the top of the key. Tipton running 15-footer, no good. The rebound comes out, picked up by Claire Tipton on the right wing. Perkins gives it to Seton. Seton at the free throw line, dotted line. Tipton kicks it back out to Dickerson. Dickerson on the right wing, in the right corner to Seton. Out to Tipton. Long three on the way, no good. And the rebound tipped out to Humphrey. Gives it to Feeney. Here comes Scotland County. Feeney sees an opening, takes it right to the hoop, and offensive foul on Hannah Feeney. The first foul on Hannah Feeney. She ran in to Dickerson. Dickerson held her ground. Now Jenna Knowles checks out. Jesslyn Knowles will check back in for the Lady Midgets. Inbounds pass to Jesslyn Knowles. She'll bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Seton. Seton tried to get it to Dickerson. Batted away, but picked up by Perkins to Dickerson. Now top of the key for three is Tipton Bullseye. Claire Tipton with 15 points. Makes it 33-23 as Humphrey gives it to Feeney. Feeney gets it down to Whitaker. No problem. 21 points for Elena Whitaker. 35-23 as Knowles gives it to Tipton down in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Seton on the right wing. Seton guarded by Feeney. Out pops Knowles, and Knowles walked with it. She tried to come around the top of the key, caught the pass, and took an extra step. So the turnover gives it back to Scotland County. Humphrey inbounds to Feeney, dribbles into a double team, now back to Humphrey. Rangers across the timeline. Huntley in a double team. Dial top of the key. The Feeney free throw line. Curry inside of Whitaker. Puts up the shot. Missed it. That's a foul. And Elena Whitaker will go to the line and shoot two shots as the foul is going to be on Dickerson. So Adeline Dickerson picks up her second personal foul as Whitaker's first free throw. Good. 22 points, Elena Whitaker. Makes it 36-23. Now Keith Smith wants another timeout. 5:39 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 36, Putnam County 23. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Hear that? The holiday clock is ticking, meaning it's time to head to Ulta Beauty to get more names checked off your list. Because let's be honest, time is running out. But you have us on your side, and we have more of everything on your list. More fragrances, more palettes, more gift sets, and more deals on beauty than ever before. So what are you waiting for? Add those last-minute gifts to your basket and celebrate crossing more off your list. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get extra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin. Happy New Year. May your holidays be Charmin. Clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin. Clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
A loss in
back in Scotland County as Elena Whitaker missed her second free throw. Rebound comes off to Tipkin. Gives it to Perkins, top of the key. Now Seton on the left wing. Try to push it inside, batted away, but picked up by Seton. The Jesslyn Knowles takes his dotted line. Over Whitaker puts it up and in. 2 points for Jesslyn Knowles. 11 points. Scotland Lee, pressured by Putnam County. Feeney. We'll bring it across the timeline. No look pass to Abby Curry on the left baseline. Now Humphrey skips it to the right wing to Dial. Dial to the free throw line to Curry. Tried to get it inside to Whitaker. Batted out of bounds by Putnam County. So it'll be Scotland County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 5 minutes left to play in the ball game. 36-25 Scotland County. Whitaker bands out to the right corner. Dial on the right wing. Across the free throw line. Now Curry in the left corner. Bad pass. Stolen away by Carly Seton. As Seton pulls up on the right wing. Now Jesslyn Knowles. Running 10-footer. No good. Dickerson runs down the rebound in the left corner. To Perkins. Now to Tipton. At the top of the key. To Perkins at the top of the key. Perkins. One dribble. Almost stolen away. Now running 10-footer. It rolls around. It wouldn't got to go down. Even the Scotland County fans went all on that one. As Dial to the right wing. Now Whitaker, little 14-footer, no good. And off of the rebound, Jesslyn Knowles. He's tied up by Abby Curry. Alternating possession comes back to Scotland County. So Curry's going to set down, and Hannah Anders will come in. Oh, no, this is Putnam County basketball, pressured by Scotland County as Carly Seton on the sideline, the ball sideline, just as it knows, back to Seton. Seton bounced past to Dickerson on the inside the arc on the left wing, and now to Knowles, and she walked with it. So turnover, Putnam County. Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Yeah, Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Finds a Dial on the right wing. Dial with a couple of dribbles. Gets the ball to Humphrey on the right wing. Skips it to the left corner to Hannah Feeney. Feeney will take it inside. Now gives it to Dial. Dial on the baseline. A whistle and a foul. She tried to get it to Whitaker, and the foul is going to be on Dickerson. That's her third. So three fouls on Adeline Dickerson. Emily Dial will be at the line. She has four, looking for five. Shot up. It's no good. Nance on the rim would not go down. 3:46 left to play in the game as Dial eyes it, fires it, no good. And Dickerson comes off the rebound. Bounce pass to Claire Tipton. As Tipton will bring it across the timeline. picked up by Humphrey, kicked him, rumbles around Hannah Feeney, or Hannah Anders, rather, gets it inside on the white block to Carly Seaton. Back it goes to Claire Tipton, drives the baseline, puts up a 10-foot jumper, no good. Whitaker comes off the rebound to Feeney. Feeney right, the left side of the circle, the dial in the left corner to Humphrey. Hannah Anders, top of the key, inside to Whitaker. Whitaker had to turn the wrong way, put the shot up off glass, no good. Long rebound, saved in bounds by Dial to Humphrey, to Anders, to Feeney. Now inside to Whitaker out of the double team, got it. 23 points for Elaine Whitaker. It's 38-25, just under 3 minutes left to play. Tipton will bring it across the timeline, dribble to the right wing. Looks for somebody. Out pops Knowles between the two circles. As Knowles looks for somebody, dribbles to the right wing, hands it off to Seaton. And that's the timeline. Gives it to Perkins. Perkins down the left lane, and a whistle and a foul. You'll see the foul is going to be on. I don't think it was on. Nope, it was on Hannah Anders. So Anders picks up her first foul. That's a 15 foul against Scholar County. As Claire Tipton will inbound. Try to get the ball to Dickerson. She missed it. And then Seaton was there, and she missed it. And it goes out of bounds for the East Scotland County basketball. Well, no, nope, they say it was touched by Scotland County. Nope. Evidently, they're giving it to Scotland. Giving it to Scotland County. Claire Tipton tried to fake him out on that one. She faked me out. As Humphrey inbounds to Feeney. Across the timeline to Anders. Hands it off to Feeney on the left wing. Dial off the left wing for three. No good. And Claire Tipton off the rebound. As Tipton will bring it across the timeline. Tipton gives it to Perkins. Perkins in the corner to Seaton. Seaton will bring it to the left block, puts up the shot, and missed it, but she was fouled by Hannah Feeney. So Hannah Feeney picks up her second personal foul. That's 17 foul. Well, that was a shooting foul anyway. So Carly Seaton, first shot. Hit the heel of the rim and dropped through. So she has one, makes it 38-26. 2:09 left to play in the ball game. The Seaton's second free throw. It's up, no good. Claire Tipton off with a rebound. Pans out to the left wing. Seaton down the right lane. Now Perkins gets it over to Tipton on the left wing. Now dribbles the top of the key. Jessler Knowles, 15. Put her on the way and got it. Jesslyn Knowles has 4 points and 38-28. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Real left wing, bounce pass left corner to Hannah Anders. Her shot, no good. Whitaker comes off the rebound and knocked out of her hands, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Scotland County basketball. Jesslyn Knowles hit the deck pretty hard. She was slow getting up, but she says she's all right. Lonnie Richardson asked her. She's all right. So Hannah Feeney will inbound underneath it on basket. 1:40 left to play. Gets it to Ayla Humphrey. Three-pointer on the way out of the right corner. Left it short. And Perkins off the rebound. To Tipton. Across the timeline to Perkins. Perkins dribbles the top of the key. Gets it to Tipton. Tipton around the top of the key. Now Knowles on the right wing. Knowles bounced past the tip. It drives right baseline. Running five-footer. Got it. And 17 points for Claire Tipton. And now, Sutton County wants a timeout. 1:17 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 38, Putnam County 30. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scholin County High School. 117 left to play in the ball game. Scholin County up 38-30 with the basketball. Pressure by Putnam County. Hannah Feeney gives it to Dow. Back to Feeney. Feeney gets it, trying to get it down low to Whitaker. She was by herself, but knocked out of bounds by Putnam County. So Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. 110 left to play in the game. Gets it to Whitaker at the dotted line. Puts his shot up and got it. 25 points for Elena Whitaker. Back to a 10-point. Scholin County lead 40-30. As Carly Seat with the basketball to the – oh, that Jesslyn knows to the dotted line. Gives it to Perkins. She drives the baseline, puts the shot up. And it went down, came back out. And Elena Whitaker got the rebound, fell down. So they call her for the travel. Claire Tipton will inbound. Underneath the basket, Dickerson in the left corner. Gets it up back out to Perkins. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Elise Perkins. So Hannah Feeney will inbound. Feeney gets it into Humphrey, back to Feeney. Feeney lost a handle on the basketball. Picked up by Carly Seaton. Two-on-one fast break. Dribbled right in to Ayla Humphrey. Looked like Humphrey had her tied up. They're going to call the foul on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. And Carly Seaton will go to the line. She'll shoot a one-and-one. She has a one. Looking for two. Shots up. Missed it. And Ayla Humphrey off of the rebound to Feeney. Feeney dribbles in and out of a double team. Kicks to Dial on the right wing. Beyond the arc, inside to Feeney in a triple team. Now Whitaker on the left side of the circle. To Curry on the left wing in the left corner to Feeney. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jessalyn Knowles, and she just fouled out. If Jessalyn Knowles fouls out of the ball game, I'm sure Taylor Powell, and yes, she will come back in. Down to 22 seconds left to play in the ball game. Hannah Feeney with six, looking for seven. Shots up, missed it, and off the rebound comes Claire Tipton. Tipton dribbles through a double team down the far sideline. Gets it to Perkins on the right wing. Perkins, a running 10, put her off glass. No good. Gets her on rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Now Dickerson, no good. They give it to Seaton. Off glass. Got it. Carly Seaton, and that's the end of the ballgame. With the final score, Scholin County 40 and Putnam County 32. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KNN Sports.
This is Derek at 136 Collision, west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scholin County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scholin County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully, not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC. Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton. Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address.
Nemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Nemer Telecom.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As we are having the court warming ceremonies, even as we speak, as Scotland County ladies win their fifth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 40-32. Taking a look at the scoring first for Scotland County, Abby Curry with 4 points, Hannah Feeney with six, Emily Dial with four, and Elena Whitaker with 25 points. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 5 points, Adeline Dickerson with three, Charlie Seaton with three, Paul Tipton with 17, and Justin Knowles with four. Putnam County led 9-8 after one quarter. Scotland now scored Putnam 11-5 in the second quarter. Scotland led 19-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland now scored Putnam 12-6. And Scotland led 31-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam now scored Scotland 12-9. And that Scotland County wins at 40-32. Scotland County's ladies improved to 5-0, while Putnam County 4-3. And I'll be back with the boys' game in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, thank you very much. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Unionville Republican, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis, and by these Scotland County sponsors, the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Nutrient Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis. The People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Scotland County R1 Schools. Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina. Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Trump Trucks in Cahokia. Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. And 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.